Nations via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations announced Friday that Secretary General Antonio Guterres will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Tuesday. He's also expected to have a working lunch with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The UN chief wrote to Putin on Tuesday requesting a meeting to discuss the next step toward peace in Ukraine. He also wrote to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Guterres' spokesperson said his office is in contact with the government in Kyiv about scheduling a visit there. Guterres also appealed this week for a four-day humanitarian pause to coincide with Orthodox Easter, which is celebrated in Ukraine and in Russia on Sunday, April 24th. So far, those efforts at a ceasefire, at a humanitarian pause have failed. At a Friday press conference in Moscow, Lavrov said talks to end the fighting in Ukraine are at a standstill because Kyiv has not responded to Moscow's latest set of proposal. But AP reported that Russia's lead negotiator at the talks with Ukraine confirmed he had had several long conversations with the head of the Ukrainian delegation on Friday. French President Emmanuel Macron and far-right challenger Marine Le Pen made final appeals Friday to undecided voters before Sunday's runoff presidential election. Nearly 3 in 10 voters say they will not vote or have not made up their minds. That means Macron's lead in the polls, despite Macron's lead in the polls, a surprise win for Le Pen cannot entirely be ruled out. Turnout is expected to be historically low. Surveys by France's leading pollsters put turnout at between 72 and 74%, which would be the lowest for a presidential runoff since 1960.